You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Okay, so I want to let everyone know who I have here on the show with me this morning. And we already started talking about mental health and the need for it. And it's so fitting because he's a therapy practitioner himself. This is Craig Goldberg. You know, he has been doing this work, has been backed for over 40 years, research showing how the benefits of this type of therapy is it's vibroacoustic therapy. And that is within itself, we're going to hear about it because it's about the relaxation, and he's an expert in this and the technologies being used to get a deeper sense of inner calmness and through the sound of vibration and the technology aspect of it. And we started talking about mental health because that stuff hits home. It's really dear, especially when you lose loved ones to suicide and you wonder the state of mental space that they're at. So with no further ado, Craig, welcome to the show.
Good morning and good afternoon and good day, whatever time you're listening to this. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. Tell us about, you know, what started this journey for you. Why did you go to vibroacoustic therapy?
Yeah, look, for so many, it's because of a loved one or your own journey, and it's no different for me. We find the technologies, the experiences, the things that we need for our own growth and for our own life journey and life experience. And for me, it was no different. About 10 years ago, my wife got sick, after doc. Nobody could tell us what was wrong. In the end, it wound up being gluten. The short version is we pulled gluten from her diet and my diet for that matter. And over the next 6 months, she got better and I got worse.
Couldn't
figure out why. Led to a deep dive in understanding nutrition, the immune system, and really getting into the biochemical response of the body and how we're set up. And I just dove deep into understanding ultimately our biochemistry, and what that led to was optimal human performance and understanding and treating my body like a temple, which I never really did before. Understanding and appreciating the fact that I am what I eat. I am what I ate. And the better I can tend to what I'm putting in my mouth, on my skin, or keeping in the air around me and thus breathing in, the better off I'm going to be. And the more powerful and the longer I'm going to live and the healthier I'm going to live, lifespan and health span. And I just really got into that world. And part of that was essential oils and understanding the efficacy and how they interact with the body. And then we started traveling and teaching about it. And I'd be at a yoga retreat teaching about essential oils. And then I would find the sound healers and the sound therapists that were, you know, striking their bells, chimes, gongs, didgeridoos, and these amazing instruments, these vibratory instruments, acoustic instruments that bring the body back into balance through sound and vibration. And I'm an audiophile. I like music. I wanted this on tap. I wanted it in my living room when I want it. And I didn't want to have to hit a bowl to do it. I get that you can buy a bowl. I have many. I just got a hand pan. I'm super excited about that. My wife actually just got it. I bought my wife a hand pan for her birthday secretly so that I could play with it. And it's amazing. And so we have that in the collection now, right? 50% of what's hers is mine in the state of California. Sound and vibration for me is everything. And now that I'm a vibroacoustic therapy practitioner, which is a mouthful, vibroacoustic is just vibro, vibration, acoustic, sound. So this is vibration and sound therapy. And all that means is that we are bringing the body back into balance, and we can dive as deep into this as you'd like. In general, my company creates a digital delivery system for sound and frequency using furniture that plays music. and an app with our director of content creation that's constantly creating new music. We call them music meditations that take the mind, body, and spirit on a journey and bring the body back into balance by resetting the nervous system, sending messages to every muscle, telling it to relax, overriding the nervous system in a lot of ways, and creating these chemical cascades associated with calm and relaxed, and helping with lymphatic drainage, helping with lactic acid buildup, therefore decreasing recovery time. And it had all of these physiological, neurological, and physical impacts on our body. And I just became enamored with the science and the research, which, as you mentioned, goes back just over 40 years. And I've now made my world all about sharing with the world the power of sound and vibration and its impact on us and our everyday. And I hope we can talk about sympathetic, stressed, and anxiety and its impact on inducing parasympathetic. And anyhow, there's so many different things that we could talk about. I know we only have a short time, but
why does it work so well? I know we're a bundle of energy. We're made of energy. And so that vibration is itself an energy. What do you say? What do you think it works so well?
So look, we are energetic beings, as you say. Sound and vibration is everything. We are constantly coming into what's called harmonic resonance. Harmonic is obviously sound, and resonance is just to meld together, right? So we come into balance with what we're presented with. Somebody has negative energy, that negative energy rubs off on you, and you then bring that out unless you do something to mitigate it. And energy is never created or destroyed. It's simply transferred. And that means that as energetic beings, we are constantly picking up on energy and sound and vibration. And we are constantly emitting that and sharing that with those that are around us. And we all know sometimes you get in a funk. It happens to the best of us. I do everything I can to manage my energy, to manage my mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes things get funky. For some of us, we're constantly in a funk. And that music, sound, frequency, and vibration can help to shake out the cells, to shake out and to bring the body back into a more balanced harmonic resonance, right? Basically bring the body back into balance. Sometimes when we're in a funk, it's actually way worse than that. Sometimes when we're in a funk, we're actually experiencing a sympathetic nervous system response, which is a very complicated word to say, stressed and anxious. So if you're feeling stressed and anxious, you are by default in a sympathetic nervous system response. And when you're in a sympathetic nervous system response, we are actually physically, emotionally, and mentally unfit to handle the day-to-day trials and tribulations in this fantastic society that we've co-created. When you're in a sympathetic nervous system response, you have cortisol and adrenaline flowing through your blood, which by themselves are not bad. Cortisol gets a really bad rap. But ultimately, adrenaline is directing energy to the major muscle groups in the body, because when you're in a sympathetic nervous system response, when you're stressed and anxious, your brain has determined that your life is being threatened and you need to react. That's great if there's a physical threat. It's great if it's happening, you know, Friday afternoon, you get a bad email from your boss that's threatening your income and your livelihood. You want to react to that. You want to be present, which is what that cortisol does, makes you hyper present in the moment.
Yeah.
And you want to divert energy to the major muscle groups so you can fight or run, including the brain for that matter. But unfortunately, when you're in that triggered sympathetic nervous system response, that cortisol and adrenaline does a few things that are detrimental. It turns off rational thinking, which is bad if it's a non-physical threat and it's an email and you need to be physically thinking about making decisions. And, you know, you need that cognitive ability. It's not there in a sympathetic nervous system response. It turns off digestion. So now it doesn't matter how organic, what supplements you're taking, how powerful and amazing your diet and nutrition actually is, because your brain in a sympathetic nervous system response is turning off your digestion and your ability to absorb those nutrients. It turns off your immune system. So you're no longer fighting off bacteria and viruses, because again, you have a life-threatening situation right in front of you that you need to focus on. And then the major thing, there's other things that happen, but a major thing that's worth mentioning is that it turns off your reproductive system. I don't need to reproduce right now. I need to deal with whatever the issue is right at hand. Now, that's okay if it's a short-term thing. You're walking down the strip here in Las Vegas and you feel that somebody following you and the spidey sense goes off and you need to be alert and aware of what's happening. That's great. It's not okay if you pick up this wonderful device as soon as you open your eyes and you're dipped into a stressful situation, you don't leave it until you're reading your emails before you go to bed and you get a not so great email from your boss that you need to deal with right now or first thing in the morning. And now all of a sudden you're in a triggered state from 8 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night, day after day, week after week, month after month. You can see how without rational thinking, your immune system, digestion, your reproductive system, all of a sudden you're ill-equipped to handle the day to day. So the reason, to answer your question in a very long-winded way, the reason our tech works so well is because within 15 minutes of being on our technology, and we have music meditations that range from 2 minutes to 2 hours, but it takes about 15 minutes for the chemical cascades to trigger associated with a parasympathetic nervous system response. So to take you from stressed and anxious to calm and relaxed. And that changes everything. When you're calm and relaxed, you can handle whatever's thrown at you. You're making better decisions. You can negotiate those situations better when you train your brain that, hey, this really isn't life-threatening and or, because maybe it is, but or maybe this is just something that I need to deal with. I can handle it. I got this and I'm ready to charge forward. And every single one of us needs that reminder. I just gave it to my wife 10 minutes ago before we went live. I literally gave her a hug, looked at her and said, hey, you got this. And she went, I know. And she does know.
Yeah.
She's outside that door right now. We all know, but we all have this negative self-talk in between our ears. We all have an ego that is trying to protect us, that is trying to save us, that is trying to point out all of the negative or pitfalls in this beautiful life that we're living. Most of the time when we perceive something as a negative pitfall, it's just our brain bringing attention to it, like the news. That's what gets our attention. And then we get triggered. And it's this downward spiral. It's self-deprecating. It's horrendous. And just to echo on the sentiment of what you've been dealing with in your family and what I've been dealing with in my family, we need a booster. We need help. We need support. And these stressors that we are all faced with in this beautiful culture that we've co-created, this society we've co-created, we need that boost. We need that positivity. We need somebody to say, hey, you got this, that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I understand the severity of what I just said and the impact of that, that we can handle what we are thrown, that we can push through and persevere. And a concept called hormesis, which is about stress and struggle, actually makes us stronger. So this stress response is something that's very, very important and something that we need to push through. And my technology, our music, the music meditations that we create is here to help with just that.
And I'm thinking about binaural beats, as you say that. Quite a bit of it is geared towards just kind of rewiring the new nervous system. It's on a deeper level, because then there's these deep-rooted, as you said, the cortisol, the chronic stress that is happening on a daily basis, it does affect everything. Not just physically, but mental health. Like, that's why it's imperative to take care of the body, because then that will ensure that your mental health is healthier as well. Negative thoughts, I call them ants, right? These automatic negative thoughts, they're just riddled. We're riddled with them. And so the work has to be done daily, right?
Daily.
So hourly, sometimes. Hourly.
Really? Like, there is so much information that is flying at us on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I've got two screens. I've got my iPhone. I've got my iPad. I've got an Apple Watch on. My nervous system is constantly being stimulated. Your nervous system processes something like 4 billion stimuli per second. Your conscious mind can only handle 4 bits of information per second. Okay, so your nervous system, your brain is constantly weeding out what's relative versus what isn't, what you're focused on and what you need to be focused on. And left unattended, you will focus on the bad stuff. You will gravitate towards the negativity, which is why it's really important for us to have a gratitude practice, a visualization, journaling, right? I mean, there's so many different things that we can do.
That's why you need a morning routine. You need a habitual routine that you can do consistently to ensure that you get those under control.
Nailed it. Absolutely.
Really what it comes down to. Tell us about people living under stress and anxiety, and you tapped into it a little bit about the chronic stress and the cortisol. And tell us about why is that our default?
Look, there's a part of our brain that it's the reptilian part of our brain. It's been around for a very, very long time. And it is designed to keep you alive. And it is designed to take you from calm and relaxed to stressed and anxious. And you got to keep in mind that our brains have not caught up with the times. Mm. And our development, I mean, look, I turned 44 years old in May. Okay. Over the last 44 years, we have seen advancements. This amount of technology that's sitting before me when I was 5 didn't exist. Mm-hmm. None of it did. Yeah. The 4K AI camera that I'm on, the microphone that I'm using was only in a recording studio, the laptop that I have now, this device right here was more powerful than the first computer I had when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was a Commodore 64 and then an Apple IIe. I was very blessed in how I grew up. But I remember when there was one landline in my house. I remember when it was in the kitchen and it had a 50-foot cord on it. And the way you knew if somebody was on the phone is because the one phone line was drug underneath the bedroom door of my sister. And I'm like, Casey, get off the phone. Right.
Yeah.
And there was no call waiting and it was just a busy signal. Like
no one can get through.
Right. Like technology has evolved so fast and our bodies have not. And we're constantly getting better and better at it. No doubt. I have a 3-year-old daughter that now knows how to swipe through Apple TV and can turn the television on and off. I had my first TV channel changer was a cord that went to the television. It was 40 feet long or however long it was, 25 feet long. And it had a box on it with 1 through 26, I think. And then a selector because row 2 was 27 through 52 and then 53 through 75. Yeah. And you'd push these buttons and that's how you would surf through the channels. And I know some of us probably remember having to walk up and change the channel and move the ears because it was all.
Yeah.
So our bodies and really our environment, there is more happening in our environment and our atmosphere energetically than there ever has been. And I have a little bit of a different belief to most. I mean, here I am wearing an Apple Watch. I've got the AirPods. I have a cell phone and an iPad and, you know, I use Wi-Fi. I truly believe that our bodies are resilient, that we can push through it if we take care of our bodies, mm-hmm. if we detoxify, if we manage our energy, if we give ourselves rest, if we give ourselves sunshine and outdoor space, right? So, yeah. If you're doing the right things, then our bodies, I believe, are resilient enough to manage the onslaught or assault on our bodies every day from 5G and gigahertz, you know.
That's good to know.
All the different things, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about the routines that you have in place. Like you have your gratitude, the meditation. Like what are some of the things that you participate? Yeah. Let's talk about how you get up, dress up and show up.
I've got a great video that I will send you a link to on my YouTube channel where I talk about the 10 things that I think you need to be doing every single day. Meditation and mindfulness is one of them. Believe it or not, it's not at the top of the list. For me, the top of the list is sleep. Mm-hmm. It's drinking high quality, good water, clean water. It's mm-hmm. nutrition. It is time with friends and family. Social distancing did disastrous things to our overall health and wellness. Might have been important, might not have been important. That's a debate that's still out there. And I'm not here to have that debate with anybody, certainly not in a public sense. But the reality is that social distancing, while it might have been good for whatever was going on in the world at the time, energetically for us, it did disastrous things. We are beings that need to connect and share space with other energetic beings. And we need to interact and we need that social connection. Skin to skin connection for more than 20 seconds releases oxytocin in the body. It is a very positive and very amazing molecule and biochemical process in the body that is necessary. It's what bonds, you have a 4-month-old, you know, child, right? It's what bonds us to our mother. Yeah. Is being obviously in the womb, but then being held shortly after birth. And that contact is what bonds you to your mother. It's what bonds love and protection and feeling safe and all of these amazing things. And now you have folks that are playing video games or disconnected or not going out and not interacting and not touching other humans. And this is why it's something that's very, very important. Exercise, sun exposure within the first 3 hours of being awake, exercise, cold therapy, hot therapy. You know, these are all things that are really important for my regular, as is journaling, even though I don't journal in the common sense. I'm a digital guy, so I do a lot through my iPad and through communications to journal. My wife has 6 concurrent journals that she's running right now on 6 different topics.
So you're doing both hot and cold therapy, so cold showers and then a sauna, and that's like daily.
Not fun at all and very important. I don't do it daily. Okay. I do not do it daily. I was just having this conversation with my wife. She thinks I love the cold. Like, I mean, I do it often enough that my wife thinks I love the cold. Right? and I said to her in bed, I'm like, one night we were sitting there and I'm like, honey, I hate the cold. Like, and I don't even like using that word very often, but like, there's nothing about me that wants to turn the shower all the way cold. And there's just nothing that wants to get into a 57 degree or colder pool of water. But the reality is that hormesis concept, that stress makes us stronger. Look, everybody's familiar with the concept of hormesis because we go to the gym and we work out. And when you're lifting heavy weights, you're tearing the muscle and the muscle builds back stronger. So we're all familiar with, look, as traumatic as somebody's childhood is, once you're on the other side of it and the traumatic experiences have removed themselves, right? I mean, like you take a spouse that's in an abusive relationship and they're in that abusive relationship, you need to get them out of that abusive relationship and safe before this statement holds true. However, once you get them out of that relationship and safe and of a sound mind and able to process, compartmentalize, deal with whatever it is that they can process the traumatic experience, just about every single one of them will tell you that it made them who they are today and it made them stronger for it. And they might come to a point where they find some gratitude for that experience, right? If enough time has passed, enough processing has passed, enough perspective has shifted and changed, or they might just tell you that, you know what? Yeah, I went through it and it sucked and I don't wish it on my worst enemy. And it made me who I am today and the power and the strength that you have now. Difficult to say while you're going through it. However, a lot of times these traumatic experiences shape who we are if we have the lifeline thrown to us, if we have the help and the support. And it can be as simple as creating these routines and allowing you to find your own inner strength, your own power, your own conviction. And you can do that through music meditations. You can do that through relaxing the nervous system. You can do that through light and sound. You can do that through sunshine and grounding and all the things that I'm talking about today. There's a lot of different paths that you can go down. Sound and vibration happens to be a very powerful one and an external stimuli that will get you there regardless.
Yeah, it's almost like hypnosis, you know, finding a mantra that you want to resonate in, kind of until it resonates and penetrates through your nervous system.
Yeah, that mantra has an energy. And by repeating that mantra, you're going back into that energy. Look, just closing your eyes, taking a deep breath and saying, I got this. It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be, you know, a mantra in Sanskrit that it took you, you know, months to memorize. It could be just a simple, deep breath. I got this.
Yeah.
I did this yesterday. I could do it again today. I'm going to make tomorrow better than today. I got this. Let's go.
Well put. Craig, I'm curious. Tell us, how do we connect with you? You said you have an app. Where can we find you?
Yeah. So our app is called, so the name of our company is In Harmony, InHarmony, In Harmony, all one word. Our website is I Am In Harmony, like the I Am statement, I Am In Harmony. And you can certainly find more information about our furniture, our technology, which we didn't really talk too much about, but we use tactile transducers to deliver sound and frequency directly to your body. Our furniture that you can bring home, our meditation cushion, our sound lounge, our practitioner for massage therapists, delivers sound and frequency directly to your body. And in that position, or using our app matched with our technology, you can basically, you're creating a three-dimensional, fully immersive sound experience that feels absolutely amazing. Opposed to cold therapy, vibroacoustic therapy feels incredible and is a very soothing and enjoyable experience. And then, of course, our app. You can go into the iOS store, the Android, Google Play Store, and down search for In Harmony Music Meditations, and you'll find our app. And without any of that, just by using a set of headphones or a Bluetooth speaker sitting near you or a great sound system at home, you can actually sit and bass in these frequencies that help bring the body back into balance often. It comes with a free 14-day trial with each download. And honored and excited for folks to find us. I manage all of our social. We're on Instagram, yeah. YouTube, Facebook, all the things. And I manage those social outlets. So send a message. Love to hear from you.
Thank you for sharing. We love quotes here at BMR. Leave us with one of your favorite quotes.
You know, I think one of my favorite quotes, it's one of my own. And it is, technology got us into this. Technology can get us out. So, you know, here I'm showing you the AirPods, the Apple Watch. I use all of these things because I believe the benefits far outweigh the cons. I mean that.
Yeah.
And for some of us, we're constantly being barrauded with these different technologies. Got to give yourself a break. So at night, yeah. I take the watch off. I take the phone off. It's far away from me. I'm sleeping in a dark, cold room. And I'm giving myself at least 8 to 10 hours of a break from technology every single 24-hour period.
Then technology can get us out.
Technology got us into this mess. Technology can get us out.
Yeah, same from the tech business. I appreciated that. That stands true. It rings true. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time and joining us.
Oh, you got an AirPod in your ear right now?
Yeah.
I get it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.